Earth with a man on board. The astronaut is a Soviet citizen, Major Gagarin Yuri Alekseyevich.
Hazardous. Yes, it was. The first strides into the unknown were about to be made. The hero who blazed the trail for the stars. One of us was with Yuri Gagarin as he orbited the Earth 190 miles above us.
Astronaut to Earth. I can see forests, rivers, cumulus clouds all around. Everything's so beautiful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Smith in the Fall with My New House from This Nation's Saving Grace. Perhaps the closest I ever got to mainstream acceptance, that and that Kinks cover they did. And that album was introduced to me recently by Ryan Young of the Elephants, dear friend of the show. And him and I also took in a movie last week. Thursday past, they were showing Babylon at the Coolidge Corner Theater, rated X in Britain when it came out in 1980, despite winning at Cannes, and it was banned in the United States for a rather vivid depiction of race violence, and has a great reggae soundtrack, one of which I'll be playing later in the show, one of the songs from that soundtrack. But I'm getting ahead of myself. That was The Fall of My New House. Before that was The Last Shadow Puppets with a cover of Le Cactus from the expanded edition of Everything You've Come to Expect. And we start off with Public Service Broadcasting, Gagarin, from the album The Race to The Race for Space. Song, of course, about, you know, Uri Gagarin. And let's see, moving right along. Okay, so I'm going to Chicago tomorrow to see my brother. And the plan was for me to play, well, start off this next set with a song by The Hold City about that particular city. But then Courtney Barnett went and had to blindside all of humanity with another dazzling new single. So here's that, the new one from Courtney Barnett.
Oh, And that's an Auger King of Patty. That's a party at the Dead End Alley. Yeah, he taught him what to celebrate. And I met William Butler Yeats. Sunday night dance party, summer 1988. At first I thought it might be William Blake. Just like Saint of them all. Oh, we met him at some suburban St. Paul mall. Yeah, and St. Teresa came to Holly, but I wasn't even at that party. I'd already moved out to New York City. Yeah, when Judas went up and kissed him, and I almost got sick. I guess I knew it was coming. I guess I knew it was coming. We gather our gospels from gossip and bar talk, and we declare them the truth. We salvage our sermons from message boards and scene reports. We stick them on the youth, and we try our New Testaments on the guy sitting next to us. And the bars with the bars and the windows are right. And even if we don't get you converted tonight, to be honest.
Thank you.
The Dead Milkmen with The Secret of Life from 1992's Soul Rotation, the second in a string of four albums where they're trying to be more serious with their lyrics and their compositions, and I think they all age rather nicely, though I am a sucker for a punk rock girl, and to a lesser extent, Bitchin' Camaro. Not all of the lyrics on that first album have aged terribly well. But Tiny Town is still a great song, and so is The Secret of Life. Before that, we had Weezer, Undone, The Sweater Song, The Hold Steady, Chicago Seemed Tired Last Night from Separation Sunday, and Courtney Barnett, new single, Everybody Here Hates You. And as far as solo artists go, Courtney Barnett is one of those who's really exploded, well, it seems like out of nowhere in the past few years, but she has been at it for a while back home, and the quality of her stuff just keeps on getting higher and higher and stronger and stronger. And the album she did with Kurt Vile got poo-pooed, but I also enjoyed that one. Continental Breakfast is a fantastic little song, and it's positive as hell, isn't it? And Everybody Here Hates You is a new single, and I enjoyed it and hope you did as well. We're at the bottom of the hour here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford, so let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA, the Storm Season Emergency Preparedness PSA. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Box wine does not count. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And moving right along, haven't played Woody Guthrie in a while, so here's Woody Guthrie.
Take me riding in the car, car, take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car, I'll take you riding in my car. Click, clank, open up a door, girls. Click, clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, clink a dick, clack, take you riding in my car. Climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spray ice, rattle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on start, or take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes, engine, it goes. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls, take you riding in my car. Trees in the houses, walk along. Trees in the houses, walk along. Truck in a cart and a garbage can, I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again, I'm gonna zoom you home again. Roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn, I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Well, I'll take you riding in my car.
Hey, Leroy!
What?
Your mama, she's calling you, man.
Thank you.
ball. Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, nothing going on. There's always something cooking, nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got.
And Nobody Told Me from the posthumous album Milk and Honey, 1981. Before that was Cassandra with Thank You for the Many Things You've Done off of the compilation Lover's Rock, but it's also featured on the soundtrack to Babylon, which I had mentioned earlier. Saw that with Ryan Young, the re-release. It's been remastered, all that stuff, so it's available on the various platforms and mediums, but there's nothing quite like seeing it at the Coolidge Corner Theater, surrounded by kids who went to the same high school as you, and they are clearly not old enough to be intoxicated. Anyway, it was a great movie, and I recommend it. Before that, we had Jimmy Castor, Hey Leroy, Your Mama's Calling You, and Woody Guthrie with the Car Song. So a little bit of everything in that last block, and we're going to be in the home stretch now of this edition of Great Songs About Nothing Good. We got some Undertones, we got some Neil Young, and we started a little early, and so maybe we can shoehorn one more song in there, but that remains to be seen. But for now, let's get started with Gotta Buy Voices. They'll be here next month, don't you know?
New drunk drivers have points. Yeah.
Neil Young with Four Strong Winds from Comes a Time, 1978, et cetera, et cetera. Originally written by Ian Tice, who is considered a kind of a cultural totem in Canada, but I think this version's a lot better. For that, The Only Ones, Another Girl, Another Planet, Ramones, Rockaway Beach, The Undertones, Teenage Kicks, and Guided by Voices, A Salty Salute from Alien Lanes, and they're going to be at the Paradise next month. Very excited about that show. And that's just about going to do it for me here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. I'm out the door, but you shouldn't be, because the desperate hours are indeed upon us and will claim you as well as me. So let's get ready for all of that. I'll hopefully catch you here, same time, place, all that. And until then, why don't you stay hydrated? It'll be good for you.